Well, they've never seen it. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 312. Hi there, welcome. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Today, we're going to read 1 Peter 4 and 5, which will close that book. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, you are worthy. You're holy. You are our shield and our protector. You are our supply. Thank you for loving us and being intimately familiar with everything about us. We ask that you again teach us today as we read. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin.
1 Peter chapter 4. Since Christ suffered while he was in his body, strengthen yourselves with the same way of thinking Christ had. The person who has suffered in the body is finished with sin. Strengthen yourselves so that you will live here on earth doing what God wants, not the evil things people want. In the past, you wasted too much time doing what non-believers enjoy. You were guilty of sexual sins, evil desires, drunkenness, wild and drunken parties, and hateful idol worship. Non-believers think it is strange that you do not do the many wild and wasteful things they do, so they insult you. But they will have to explain this to God, who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the good news was preached to those who are now dead. Even though they were judged like all people, the good news was preached to them so that they could live in the Spirit as God lives. The time is near when all things will end. So think clearly and control yourselves so you will be ready to pray. Most importantly, love each other deeply, because love will cause people to forgive each other for many sins. Open your homes to each other without complaining. Each of you has received a gift to use to serve others. Be good servants of God's various gifts of grace. Anyone who speaks should speak words from God. Anyone who serves should serve with the strength God gives, so that in everything God will be praised through Jesus Christ. Power and glory belong to Him forever and ever. Amen. My friends, do not be surprised at the terrible trouble which now comes to test you. Do not think that something strange is happening to you, but be happy that you are sharing in Christ's sufferings so that you will be happy and full of joy when Christ comes again in glory. When people insult you because you follow Christ, you are blessed, because the glorious Spirit, the Spirit of God, is with you. Do not suffer for murder, theft, or any other crime, nor because you trouble other people. But if you suffer because you are a Christian, do not be ashamed. Praise God because you wear that name. It is time for judgment to begin with God's family. And if that judging begins with us, what will happen to those people who do not obey the good news of God? If it is very hard for a good person to be saved, the wicked person and the sinner will surely be lost. So those who suffer as God wants should trust their souls to the faithful Creator as they continue to do what is right. 1 Peter chapter 5. Now I have something to say to the elders in your group. I also am an elder. I have seen Christ's sufferings, and I will share in the glory that will be shown to us. I beg you to shepherd God's flock, for whom you are responsible. Watch over them because you want to, not because you're forced. This is how God wants it. Do it because you're happy to serve, not because you want money. Do not be like a ruler over people you're responsible for, but be good examples to them. Then, when Christ, the chief shepherd, comes, you will get a glorious crown that will never lose its beauty. In the same way, younger people should be willing to be under older people, and all of you should be very humble with each other. God is against the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Be humble under God's powerful hand, so He will lift you up when the right time comes. Give all your worries to Him, because He cares about you. Control yourselves and be careful. The devil, your enemy, goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to eat. Refuse to give in to him by standing strong in your faith. You know that your Christian family all over the world is having the same kinds of suffering. And after you suffer for a short time, God, who gives all grace, will make everything right. He will make you strong and support you and keep you from falling. He called you to share in His glory in Christ, a glory that will continue forever. All power is His forever and ever. Amen. I wrote this short letter with the help of Silas, who I know is a faithful brother in Christ. I wrote to encourage you and to tell you that this is the true grace of God. Stand strong in that grace. The church in Babylon, who was chosen like you, sends you greetings. Mark, my son in Christ, also greets you. Give each other a kiss of Christian love when you meet. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. Well, beloved, I'd like to comment today on chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Peter tells the older members to be shepherds to God's flock from a sincere desire and not for money, and to do so by providing a good example and not by lording it over them. And he tells the younger folks that they should be willing to submit to the older people. He wraps up this section by saying that they should all be very humble with each other. These verses grabbed my attention because I've been involved in the church since I was a teenager. So I've been one of the younger crowd, and now I'm one of the older crowd, to say the least. I've been on both sides. When I was young, there was no doubt that the elders were in charge, by the way. Church was pretty much entrenched in the way that things were done. But I got saved right around the time that the Jesus movement was born, and a lot of changes began to happen at that time. Somewhere along the line, we've come to a point where the older people in many churches no longer have a voice. If you're older than 35 or 40, you might as well just find a seat and be quiet. Well, having been a younger person right there when things began to change, and now being one of the elders at 67 almost, I have the benefit of perspective that the younger folks don't have. It's something that's impossible for young people to have. They just can't. A few years ago, I attempted to hike to the top of Mount Whitney, the highest peak in the continental United States. I didn't quite make it, but that's another story. What I want to talk about now is that the view from the trailhead, which is the beginning of the trail that led to the top, well, that view was very limited. Being in the forest, it was beautiful, but the trees limited the view, and the altitude limited the view. You were kind of low compared to everything around you. You couldn't see very far, but after being on the trail for a couple of hours, you gained some altitude, and there were places where you could look through the trees and look out over the beautiful Owens Valley. You could see for miles. And then after you were on the trail for a few more hours, you were above tree line. There was nothing to block your view, and you could see even further because you were so much higher. Well, that's how it is with elders versus youngsters. The young people think that they know it all, but they're really just starting out on the trail. They don't know that there's so much more because, well, they've never seen it. There's a reason that Peter calls the elders to shepherd the flock. They're further and higher on the trail. It's not because they're better. It's not because they're smarter. They've just got the benefit of perspective. The younger folks should humbly accept that with age comes perspective and hopefully wisdom. What do you think? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow will be Deuteronomy chapters 13 through 15. And until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. I can see for miles. Bye.